This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma on Monday met the Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other union ministers during his visit to New Delhi. During his meeting with the Prime Minister, Assam Chief Minister apprised the Prime Minister about the progress made in various socio-economic indicators and welfare schemes in the state. Sarma also conveyed Assam's anticipation to welcome the Prime Minister on 8th September. Prime Minister Modi is scheduled to visit Assam on September 8th to inaugurate the year-long celebration of Bharat Ratna Dr. Bhupen Hazarika's birth centenary and dedicate the nation's first bioethanol plant at Numaligarh in Golaghat district. Soon after, the High Court of Meghalaya took cognizance of disappearance of 4,000 metric tons of illegally mined coal from two coal depots, Cabinet Minister and MLA from coal-rich Clairiat constituency Kirmanshila said that heavy rainfall may have washed away the coal. The minister told media persons that Meghalaya receives heavy rainfall and there is a possibility that heavy rain may have carried the coal away. The matter of disappearance came to light when Justice retired B.P. Kattakee submitted its 31st interim report to the High Court last week. The High Court took strong note of the disappearance of the coal from the two coal depots in Dienangan village in Ribhoi district and Rajaju village depot in West Khasi Hills district. In a major boost to revenue generation, the Nagaland State Tax Department has reported a sharp increase in goods and services tax GST revenue collection. Crediting the surge to wide-ranging internal reforms and intensified enforcement efforts. As per the reports, GST revenue grew by 43% in April, 44% in May, and an unprecedented 104% in June 2025 compared to the same months last year. Petroleum revenue also witnessed a substantial 31% rise during the first quarter of the 2025-26 financial year. The Commissioner of State Taxes, Abhinav Shivam, said that the surge in tax collection is proof that Nagaland is adapting swiftly to the changing GST landscape. In Manipur, security forces continue to crack down on illegal arms hoarders. In another major crackdown, Manipur police along with CAPFs conducted search operation in different hill districts of the state and recovered 155 illegal arms along with huge number of ammunition and explosives. Ningshen Wangnam, IG Intelligence Manipur Police, said that the cordon and search operation was conducted in hill districts like Churachandpur, Ferzol, Kangpokpi, Chandel and Tengnopal. The recovered weapons include AK rifles, INSAS, SLR, 303 rifles, hand grenades, besides other arms and ammunitions. Hepatitis continues to pose a significant public health challenge in Nagaland, with new data revealing concerning infection rates across the state. According to the 2024-25 surveillance report from the State Health Department, hepatitis C infection rates have reached 4.01%, while hepatitis B stands at 2.4%. Alarmingly, among pregnant women, the prevalence of hepatitis B is reported at 0.8%, indicating a potential risk of vertical transmission. Dr. Avila Zhao, Mission Director of National Health Mission Nagaland, informed that Dimapur has recorded the highest prevalence of both hepatitis B and C, including the highest rate of hepatitis B among pregnant women. And Tripura police have arrested three accused in connection with the alleged attack on a group of BJP workers at the Ashram Bari Assembly constituency in Khowai district while they were listening to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Mann Ki Baat program on Sunday. According to police, all three accused persons are members of the Tripura Motha party and all of them were produced in court on Monday. The attack had left nine BJP workers injured and several vehicles vandalized. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Shaha had strongly condemned the incident as vicious and undemocratic. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.